Let me lean on you, Lord. My body is so tired. My soul needs resting. Hey, Lord. Let me lean on you. Let me lean on you. And you can do that. Always. He never gets tired. In fact, he invites you to lean on him. Standing invitation. But a lot of times we're so macho that we will stand on our own. But a songwriter said, I can't even walk without holding my hand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To God be the glory. All he has done and continue to do in our lives. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Today is the first day of March, 2026. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we are in the presence of the Lord. I think, so it says 60 days. Right, the Lord has kept us thus far. In 26. Hallelujah. This is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're still in his day. Hallelujah. So our job is just to be glad that we're here and give God the glory and honor for bless us to be here, because he could have left us in yesterday. But he brought us on over to today. And he expect you to still praise him today, because this is the day the songwriter said that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in the day. Hallelujah. So that's our work for the day, is to be glad. Not to be sad, but to be glad. Not to be mad, but to be glad. Oh, it'd be the God. Is that hard to do? Or hard to remember to do it? Hallelujah. It's God. Remember, it's in your hands. Give honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be in the house? Hallelujah. Give glory to God, to our presider, Dr. Monica Lewis. Amen. To Elder's guest. Amen. Elder Lewis. Amen. And Dr. Lewis. Amen. And Elder Bush. Elder Granddad, amen. Elder Swenson, Elder Green, amen. Hallelujah. I got all the preachers. Minister Diane, she's already out. Okay. And to the mayor, of course. Others and deacons, trustees, and any other position you held, and to everybody else, the lay people. So praise God for you too. Because everybody, somebody, everybody's precious. Everybody look good. Praise God. It doesn't matter what you think of it. Praise God. Your vote doesn't count. Y'all supposed to keep this like you cheat the what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, you should do that part that say that it doesn't count. When we were going to the vote polls to vote, and by the way, that is Tuesday coming. All right, for your selection of the person that you want to run in November to represent you, and you say my vote count don't count. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Your vote doesn't count when it comes to who look like what. God said he made everything beautiful. Okay, and God's word stands. Everything else is a lie. All right, so your vote counts. Use it to glorify God because he has done something for you. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for that. Say, neighbor, I am an original. Okay, I ain't no copy. I'm not a duplicate. I am the real thing that God made. And you can't find me nowhere else but where I am now. All right, praise God. All right, I'm not a lookalike. I am the real thing. I am special. I'm the one and only me. Okay? Somebody else might try to be me, might want to be me, might try to even look like me, but guess what? You ain't me. I know that's right, wrong saying you ain't me. But you are not me. But the way we are said, and you understand that you ain't me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you won't be me. And when I'm gone, there won't be another. Okay. All right. I ain't been here before. And when I'm gone, I won't be back again until we go back yonder. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We've got a bunch of bad news all the time. Another war trying to get started. Hallelujah. How come people just can't have peace? Jesus gave us peace. And we ought to accept his word and be at peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. What time is it? It's word time. Still word time, right? I want this word time. All the time. Okay, we need a word from the Lord. All of the time. Hallelujah. And our word is coming out of Isaiah 53. It Isaiah 53, while we're there. Verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry land ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Hallelujah. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquaintance with grief, when we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Say, neighbor, do you believe? Jesus came to this earth, and he came to save you, and me. Do you believe that? All right. We had taken on a role in life that led us to destruction. God put us on this land to beautify it and to take care of it. God gives us that word, and the word is always here. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. The word was with God. In the beginning, before everything was here, when things got started, it was the word. The word is the beginning. Hallelujah. And no matter how many times you try to count up how long it's been in existence, you don't know. Okay? Because the word was here in the beginning. And when was that beginning? At the beginning. Okay, everything gets started from the beginning. All right. And so no need to cry the numbers on you. You just take care of the time that you're in now. This is the only time you got, is the time you're in now. Do you believe that? Okay, so occupy the time that the Lord has given you by doing what he had told you to do. God has had his word preached to people since they began. God is the word. God spoke the word into existence. God, not any other kind of thing that happened that scientists would tell you, but where did that come from? See, they say it came from an explosion. What put the explosion there? Something had to be working it out. It just didn't happen on its own, as man would try to tell it to be. It just didn't happen. Okay? Some of them people in the world believe in evolution. Okay? Others believe in the Word of God. Now, who do you believe? All right? Do you believe the Word of God? Or do you believe what scientists say? Okay? They can't tell you how the beginning got started and what to put together. And then all this mass world that exists, everything got a path to be on. They're not colliding. We can't even vibe on this earth without colliding with somebody. Okay? But all of these things, the stars and the moon, the elements, the vast ocean of air, and then we got them in compartments that we call Earth. Okay, got all those things in it. Then you got another set out there further. These are the heavens. Okay. How did it get here? Do you believe God just spoke it into existence? God is the beginning. God is the creator. God is our joy and our peace, our hope, our deliverance. He is the Word of God. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God said, let there be. And light came. Darkness was there, but light was shining. And God separated the night from the day. Hallelujah. Now, God is still separating the night from the day. In each of us, there's a light side and there's a dark side. Okay? Whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. The dark part is the evil part that's in us. And the light part is the God shining through. And making things beautiful for us. And having us to rejoice and be glad that we're in his day. God wants us to have joy. Amen. He came that we might have life and that life might be more abundant. God is everything that we need. Do you believe that he will help you in a time of need? Do you believe that he is the answer to all our problems, all our cares, and all our grief? He is the answer. God is that. And he has already taken care of every problem that you got or ever will have. He has already taken care of it. He made the earth. Put us on it, and then we messed up, and then he gave us the time to stay here. Hallelujah. And carry out the conviction that he had brought against us. He gave us everything we need, but we wanted more. Okay? He's given us everything we need now, but we still want more. For some reason, we agreed. Just want to accumulate, accumulate, and accumulate. But the word says you bought nothing in this world. And you are certain, it is certain that you can carry nothing out. Right. All you accumulate, it's going to be left here for somebody to have. For some family to break up off over, start speaking to one another. Your family, all because somebody got something that they wanted, and the parent didn't live it to them, they left it to the other person. Now you married the parents, married, and they gone. Married your sibling, you married with your cousin and everything else, because they gave them something and didn't give me nothing. But it's not yours. Tell somebody, it's not yours. Why are you getting all mad about it? Okay. It is not yours. It belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and everything that's in it, it is God. Do you believe that? Okay. So stop worrying. And rejoice in the Lord and know that this is the will of God concerning me. Mm-hmm. All right? And so while I'm in it, I'm thanking God for bringing me through it. Okay, right now I got some pain in my back. But I thank God I can feel the pain. Amen. Hallelujah. That means I'm still here. Yeah, if I start feeling the pain and the pain's still there, something wrong. Amen. So I thank God I'm here to feel the pain. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I could have been gone. Amen. I done made it past the two promises.
That's right.
I went by 3:10. And reasonable help, I'm done past the 80, 4. Hallelujah. So I'm this grateful I can open my eyes. Hallelujah. Somebody said that I'm borrowed time. I don't care whose time it is, as long as God gave it to me. Let's be glad that you're still here. Hallelujah. The word of God, as they're saying here, that do you believe? He said, who has believed our report? In other words, the prophet saying that, who have believed what we've been preaching? Okay. We've been preaching to you as long as the world been in existence. Okay. And the word will keep on because it will not run out. All right. Who have believed what we've been preaching? Who believed that God is the creator? Who believe that God is a savior? Who believe that God is coming back, as he said he was, to redeem us from this earth and give us a home for eternity, where there'll be no more pain and no more sorrow? Who believe that? Okay. I just said, who believe our report? And to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed? Have God spoken to you? He's spoken to all of us. He's given us opportunity to repent. And we don't repent. But and he told us not to let the wrath go down. Sun go down on thy wrath. Okay. Don't allow one day to go by before you couldn't clear up the first, that day. Okay. Don't bring nothing in tomorrow that you had today. Tomorrow is gone, and it's gone forever. It won't be back again. Okay? It just keep on going. Time, as we say, waits for nobody. Okay? Because once you miss it, you missed it. You can't make up time. All right? Time is time, and it keeps on going throughout eternity. Whose report do you believe? For Jesus that's going to grow up before God as a tender plant. He is God himself, and he's all powerful, but he's also precious. He's loving. He's kind and affectionate. And Jesus could have spoken in 12 legions of angels. Could have come to his rescue and wiped those soldiers right on out. But he was humble and gave himself for you and for me. He didn't have no wrong, but they killed him for doing wrong. He didn't have no debt. He died because he wanted to pay our debt. He's going to grow up then. And he's going to be as a root that's pulled out of dry ground. And he had no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty. So he's not going to be a macho person. And he's not going to be that have that six pack, that beautiful worked out body that they you go to the gym and build those muscles and things. He ain't going to be looking that way. That you should desire him, but he wants you to won't do what he said do. He just wants you to believe in him. Because if you believe in him, you shall have life eternally. But you got to believe in him and do this. And so if you have read it in the word, that's good. But you also need to hear it preached to you. The word of God says that. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can you believe in whom he has not seen? And how can you hear without a preacher? And the preacher, how can he preach except he be sent? So you got to hear the word from the preacher that's been anointed to preach good tidings to you. He's been anointed to preach joy to you. He's been anointed to tell you to make the way straight. Hallelujah. And God will come to your rescue. But you got to get the road straight for him to come. He ain't no crooks and clubs. All right? He's in a straight and narrow road. And so you need to make straight his path. I just say we need to make it straight. Hallelujah. Make it so that the Lord can get to you. Hallelujah. So he can't get to you. You got a whole lot of cluster that you need to be throwing out of your wagon. And you got a whole lot of anger and hatred going on You're in your spirit and soul. But you got to realize that God has already taken care of that. It said Jesus, hallelujah, was despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrow and acquainted with death, with grief. Jesus was despised, but yet he come on and died for us anyhow. Hallelujah. So do you believe that somebody would die for his enemy? God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the one that died for all of us because we were enemies of Christ. As long as you're in sin, you're an enemy of him. So you got to get rid of your sins, and he invite you to bring your sins to him and believe that God, that Jesus is the Son of God. Believe that he rose again, died for us, and rose again on the third day. Believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and you shall be saved. That's all you got to do is believe. You ain't got to do no works, because you're not saved by any works you do, but you're saved by the faith you have. Do you believe in the word of God? And the word of God says he will give you eternal life. Yeah. And whosoever believes in him should not perish. Yeah. But have everlasting life. Yeah. Hallelujah. So surely he bore our griefs. Yeah. And he's carried your sorrow. Yeah. So if you believe that, why are you still worrying? Why are you still crying? You've been moaning for 10 years. And it's about time you get rid of that moaning. Yeah, and get rid of your grief. You've been carrying it every day for all your life. But you need to get rid of that. Hallelujah. The word said Jesus came and took care of that for you. Do you believe it? Or do you not believe? He was afflicted and wounded for our transgression, smitten of God, and smitten by his our sins. He was wounded and for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Jesus did it already. You already been, it's yours.
Yes.
Salvation is yours.
Amen.
If you just take what God said and believe in you in his word, you ain't got to see no big miraculous thing. You just got to believe it. You ain't got to show the world. Just live it. Hallelujah. Stop trying to make people think you're saved and just live it so they can see it. Hallelujah. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Do you believe? I'm healed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God said, I'm healed. Glory be to God. And the word said, I'm healed, I'm healed. Doesn't matter what the signs say. Doesn't matter what time will tell in your body. But God said, are you healed? And you're healed. Not by feelings. Not by words. Not by might. But by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah, the Spirit of God is our power, and he's our voice to the Father, and the Father back to us. Nobody coming to the Father except to come by Jesus, and Jesus needs the Spirit, hallelujah, to deal with you. Because it's the Holy Spirit that connects you back to God. You can't go to him on your own. But you go to him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit will bring things back to you that you need to do and should be doing. And with his stripes, we are healed. Tell somebody I'm healed.
I
may not feel like I'm healed, but
I'm healed.
Because the word said so. I'm healed. I believe the word of God. I'm healed. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. I may not feel like I'm healed, but the word said I'm healed, so I'm healed. Hallelujah. I think about Sister Beth. Praise God. When I came here 49 years ago. Hallelujah. Sister Beth. Hallelujah. Said she was in the wheelchair. Just about everybody I know that had MS is gone.
Yeah.
So Sister Beth been here and she's been saying she was healed for 49 years in my hearing. So I know Sister Beth's been healed for 50 some years probably. She said, I don't have no pain. She said, I believe it's healed. Hallelujah. She still can't walk, but she's healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will work it out for you. He will do it for you. Hallelujah. So with his stripes, Jesus was healed through the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. We all are like sheep. We go astray. Sheep, I'm told, can't see very far. So it's easy for them to go astray. Okay, because they can't see what's at the back door. All right, they can't see that far. So they don't. And we are like sheep. We can't see that far down the road in our spiritual life and in our physical life. Okay? We can only see a short distance. So we oftentimes go astray because we get out of the word. But you need to stay in the word. And we get out of the word because we start comparing. All right, you start comparing with somebody else, okay? And the devil coming to you like it did Jesus, if you be. He planted the seed of doubt. And he said, if thou art the Son of God. I know you're hungry, so make the stone bread. In other words, he said, I know you can make stone bread. So make it bread. Find and put doubt in you or stir you up to start doing something to prove God. He doesn't want you to do anything to prove him. He just wants you to believe him. Okay. All right. If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down. It's written, he shall send his angels to bear you up. In other words, if you're walking along the road and a stumbling block was there that you didn't see, and you stumble, he said his angels will pick you up. But he didn't say, well, you did get in the jumping from them. Okay. But Stephen, used to be long-distance truck drivers. And those are big things.
They're tired about big as we are.
And you're gonna, somebody said, if you're born again like that, get back from this mask coming by. And see if God will save you. All right. And here you are. I'm saved. And you go jumping from the max. That's going to be the end of you. Because you're now what? Tempting God. And the word said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So you don't do anything for to prove you saved. Just live it. All right. It doesn't matter whether they believe that you say, as long as you believe. Amen. Do you believe? Do you believe that he's the God Almighty? Do you believe he's Jesus, the Son of God? Do you believe that he died for your sin? Broke me up this morning. Do you believe he started me on my way? Do you believe he's keeping me right now? Do you believe that God is our Savior, my life, my hope, my peace, my joy? God is my everything. God is my hope, my joy. God is my deliverance, my victory. God is. Deliver, he will deliver. Hallelujah. God is. The answer to all our problems. If we just do what the words say. If we just do what the words say, let not your heart be troubled. Okay. Anybody have a troubled heart this week? Okay. Don't let it get troubled.
That's right,
Pastor. Okay. It's the word of God. Okay? Don't let it get troubled. It's your job to keep your heart guarded against worrying. In other words, he's saying, don't worry about nothing. Okay? Your heart's troubled because you're worrying. And he said, don't worry about nothing because I already got it handled. Do you believe that God has already taken care of the part of you are worrying about? He's already done it. He doesn't let things go on to tomorrow. He does it today. When you ask, he said, as you ask, he's going to give it. If you seek, you're going to find it. If you knock, you're going to get the door open for you. You got to believe that. Didn't say you got to see it. You got to feel it. But believe it. Believe it. Hallelujah. Keep on saying it. Hallelujah. All right. And God will do it. And he'll do it on time. Okay. All right. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't worry about evildoers. He's telling you this because it's already been taken care of. Jesus on the cross, and I'm closing, cried out, "It is finished." What's finished? What he came to earth to do, he accomplished it. And the last week was to die on the cross. He gave up his life to pay for all our problems, all our sins, all our questions, all our iniquities. He died on the cross and paid for it. Because it said the devil come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I come to give you life and life more abundantly. He finished his work. He came to destroy the works of the devil. So now whatever you're paying is in vain. Jesus already paid for your deliverance. Okay, and whatever else comes along is part of your plan of salvation. It's part of your glory for God. Whatever that happened. All right? It is for the glory of God and for your good. God bless you.
Amen. What a mighty word.
Amen.
Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Who's in control? God is in control. Therefore, we need to just let it go. Amen.
Amen.
Trust the process that God has for us. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of just being sick and tired of the sick and tiredness? Glory to God. I tell you, they say keep living. Lord knows I've experienced that, and y'all, I'm sick and tired. Lord Jesus. God, amen. But God, when will we learn that God has it? He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we need to live like we got some abundance in our life, that more abundance, amen. Amen. Jesus done paid it all on the cross and everything, you know, but we just got to grasp hold and just do it. We got to let it go. All this stuff that's weighing us down, at the end of the day, what does it mean? What does it profit? Nothing whatsoever. But we just got to get on board, sir.
Made things worse,
Pastor said. Think about it. Somebody do something, we got a headache. Can't sleep at night. Wondering how am I going to get over it? And God done told us in his word how to get over it. We just got to let that stuff go. And we practice it every day. We need to practice it every day. Because at the end of the day, is it really that important? No. The only thing that we need to be focused on is us making it right with God so we can be prepared to go with him to heaven. What was that, Mother?
Anytime.
So, y'all, we got to get together because as he preached today, it really didn't seem that hard, did it? But we got to let it go. When they tug at us, cut it. Cut it. Hey, we can't depend on people to make our day happy. Amen. We got to trust God and have that more abundant life, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. So we need strength and we need what? Joy. Amen. So don't look on those things beneath and those things that's causing us to respond this way and that way. But, hey, it takes energy to respond in a negative way. You see how my face looking now? Because it's the negative stuff. But when it's the good things, I'm just as happy as I can be. And we got this, y'all. All we got to do is press forward. Forget about those things that's weighing us down because God has already taken care of it. We got more, as they used to say back then, we got more fish to fry or something like that. Right? Bigger fish to fry? Bigger fish. Amen. See, I'm still young. I'm getting there, but I'm almost on the other side, though, y'all. But we just thank, hush, Jimmy. But we just thank God for God being God. Amen. And today, I declare and decree that we're going to live that more abundant life. Okay, we got to speak these things into existence. Pastor was up here in pain, but look what happened. The more he preached, the more he taught, the straighter he got. So we have to make that choice. We have to make that decision on what we're going to do, how we're going to live. I offer Christ to you on this morning, this afternoon. If anyone wants to come up for salvation, you like to come up for prayer, whatever, we're here for you. Amen. Because we all want to live that more abundant life and go back with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God is a good God.
Only believe. Only believe that all things are possible.
All things are possible.
If you because all
care to you.
Have I closed my choir?
Let everybody say, let everybody say, let everybody say, amen, 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 amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for all that you have given us on today. We pray that it be stored in our hearts, that as we leave this place, but never your presence, God, that you will always be with us and we be obedient to your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Let everybody say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Come on, church, say amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Amen.